We've been tailgating in the Muni lot since 77.
This was the second bus. The first bus was an old school bus in Ashtabula, and it literally rusted out from underneath me. So a year ago, 60 days before the season started, I found this bus.
We took the thing and painted it. When it came out of paint, I looked at it and I says, guys, it's the wrong colors. We didn't have time to paint and repaint the thing. So about mid-season, Ray Farmer came down, signed the bus. And 6 months later, you guys chose the right color. So that's the new color, but I painted it before you did. How do you like that? Two years ago, we actually were sitting around, and my friend Ron Raymond and his daughter were sitting here, and we were talking about how only one pig fly will actually win something. And she got on the internet and found a guy in Wooster, Ohio that made inflatable pigs. Today, there was only five people drove up on the bus. Last week, there was about 20. And our party will actually be 100, 150 strong by the end of the game time. We've moved around a little bit. Scotty's parked over there. We kind of got together and dubbed it the Muni Lot Browns Backers, so, you know, to welcome everybody in the lot. We know that the Browns are going to show up someday. Somebody called the Muni Lot a treasure, and that's what we all feel about it. We don't want to ever lose it. We don't want to ever have the field gone. You ask anybody here that's here all the time, the Muni Lot is everything. Enjoying Browns football till I'm 80 years old is the only way I plan on going out. That's it.